We were within the last 3 hours before the execution. When did the word come down and how did you guys get it?
We were notified by the Attorney General's office at about 9:40 that there would be no execution tonight, that the U.S. Supreme Court had granted a stay. This is not something that was going to be cleared up in the next 24 hours. And so we would break down for the night, everybody go home, and we'll wait. This is something that will have to be taken up in court.
The usual last day things had already been taken care of, including family visits and the like?
Yeah, he had met with quite a few family members, including a sibling and his mother. He was calm throughout the day, and he was notified then by his attorneys.
What happens to him now?
Well, he's going to remain here for the time being because this is a holding facility. He'll just be held here until we move him back at some time to Potosi, which is the normal institution where people awaiting a sentence of death are housed.
How many witnesses had gathered for this that are being sent home?
As soon as we got the word, we reached out to all of the witnesses that we had contact information for. And so far, we've just had a couple of members of the press who actually arrived. This is sort of the time that people would be arriving, so it's possible there's some who are en route that may show up still.
No way to know when the court will dispense with this, right?
No, and the interesting thing is that the way this stay is written, I don't know enough about that. I mean, it's a legal thing, but if you look at that, it's an interesting wording from the court.
Yeah, it indicates that if the stay is lifted, the stay is if the writ is not granted, the lifting of the stay is immediate. So, can the prison system or corrections system turn around and start this process within a matter of hours, or how would you guys do that?
As you know, the Missouri Supreme Court has to issue an execution warrant. This execution warrant will expire 26 hours from now, approximately. So there would have to be a brand new execution warrant, and that's a whole process that has to be gone through by the Missouri Supreme Court.
So that's usually an execution 30 days after a warrant is issued is kind of the timetable, isn't it?
I think it's 30 to 60, yeah. Something like that. But I think they're going to have to go through that whole process. As you know, we've got another execution scheduled for approximately 3 weeks.